did Krishna create the Big Bang which created the universe, or did Krishna create the universe without the Big Bang? Let's say that firstly we have to understand that there are different models of the universe, and to simplistically overlap two different models is not a very good idea. Yeah.
She has to hear, so to keep it.
Okay, so two different models means that there are different, the universe itself can be looked at in different ways. If we consider, let's start with something simpler. We have our own body. Allopathy looks at the body in a particular way. We say there are organs, there are chemical balances, and there are flows which need to be regulated. Ayurveda looks at the body in a very different way. Ayurveda usually says that most problems are because of the imbalance of kapha vata pitta. Or they may say most problems are because of the digestive fire being weak. Now, Ayurveda, allopathy may say there is no such thing as digestive fire in the body. There is no fire like that. There is metabolism happening, but there is no digestive fire. So now these are two different models. Just like say if you have a map of UK, we may have a political map which will show all the boundaries. We may have a physical map which may not show any of the state boundaries or district boundaries. We only saw this is the mountainous area, this is the plateau area, this is the rivers. So it's the same territory, but the focus is different. Now there is some correlation between the two, but there is difference also. So basically, science looks at the world in a particular way. What it does is, science looks for material causes for material phenomena. When Newton saw the fruit falling, Newton believed that God existed. But when he asked what made the fruit fall, he was not looking for the answer, God made the fruit fall. Yes, you could say God is the ultimate cause, but he wanted to know what was the mechanism by which this fruit fell. And that is how he came up with gravity. So, science and God, actually, they study the universe at different levels. Science looks for material causes for material phenomena, or material explanations for material phenomena. Whereas God is himself not a material cause. By definition, he is non-material. So therefore, the Big Bang theory is one particular theory which scientists have proposed to explain the origin of the universe based on their particular way of looking at things, which is looking for material causes for material phenomena. And within the scientific field itself, there are critics of the Big Bang theory. There are different theories also. There is the steady state theory which says that universe as it was now, that is how it always has been. It has very few proponents, but still there are proponents of that. And then there are people who say the Big Bang, also there is something before that. They say there is an endless cycle. Some people say the Big Bang, before that was a big crunch. And then the universe existed, it expanded, it contracted in a big crunch. And then again it began and expanded. So they say Big Bang, Big Crunch, the cycle is going on. Some people say that actually at the start of the universe, the universe and anti-universe came up. And that's how they try to solve the problem of nothingness. From zero, you can have minus one and plus one coming. So basically, we don't have to take issue with science about scientists. Now, if the scientific evidence were to say that it became the mainstream scientific opinion, the Big Bang theory is the way the material world operated, material world originated, then we could say, okay, based on this evidence, within this particular model, this is the explanation. And then we can say that, yes, it is Krishna who is the ultimate cause of all causes. So, even in the Big Bang theory, there is no explanation of what caused the Big Bang. And even in the Big Bang theory, now provisionally assuming it is true, there is Dhritakarma Prabhu, Dr. Michael Cremo, he has written a full book about called Human Devolution, in which there is one chapter called A Universe Designed for Life. So there he talks about, even if we accept the Big Bang theory, from there to come to the world as it is now, it requires so much precision that for it to happen by itself is very unlikely. So the example he gives is, say, when there are many factors, but one simple and visually understandable factor is, if the explosion took place, then at that time there are two forces. One is the force that throws all matter apart, and the other is the force of gravity which contracts the matter. Now, there has to be a delicate balance between the two. If the force of gravity is too strong, all the matter will collapse into itself and nothing will happen. And then we just have another singularity, no universe will take place. But if the explosive force is too strong, then the matter will just go apart so fast that there will be no places where the matter will concentrate. And they say because matter concentrated in some places, that's why atoms were formed, electrons, atoms, and then planets and everything was formed. So, if the separating force, the explosive force was very strong, then we would just have a uniformly distributed dust cloud all over, nothing more. So, there has to be a delicate balance between the gravitational pull inwards and the explosive force outwards. It's if somebody is sitting at the bottom of a well and they throw a ball up. And now, if they don't throw the ball with strong enough force, it will fall back into the well. If they throw it very fast, it will go completely out of the well. But if they throw the ball with the exact amount of force, so that it comes and sits on the sill of the well and doesn't fall inwards, doesn't fall outwards, and that will require extreme precision. So that is the kind of precision that will be required. So even if we, for argument say that the Big Bang theory is true. Now, we are not saying whether it is true or false. That is, you know, we are philosophers. We are looking at the philosophical question. We are not looking at the scientific question. Scientific question is, okay, this is the material phenomena. What is the material explanation for this phenomena? So, if based on the scientific evidence, scientists come to the conclusion that the Big Bang is how the universe came, then that's fine. Then the question would be, first of all, where did the starting material from the Big Bang came from? What actuated it? And from there, how did it come here? So, we could say, if the evidence says that Big Bang is how the universe came about, then we could say that the Big Bang also requires some monitoring. That's why I think Bhakti Saudhavada Maharaj was one of the scientist disciple. He wrote a article called, he said, Beyond the Big Bang to the Big Eye. Big Eye means E-I-E. So, the Upanishads say that the universe began with Saha Aikshitaha, the glance of the Supreme Lord. So, there has to be some monitoring to the universe. So, if the Big Bang theory were true, then we can say that it is Krishna who originated it and it was he who monitored it. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.